Good afternoon, brethren, and welcome to our special guests. Many have asked me how Melody is doing. Most of you probably know, but if you don't know, just about 2 weeks ago, she was at a friend's house, and she was sitting on monkey bars, and she just lost her balance and fell off. And unfortunately, she broke four bones in her foot at the mid part of her foot, and she had surgery this past Thursday. To put some pins in to hold the bones in place. But fortunately, with your prayers and with God's help, the surgery went well. She's at home. She's in no pain. And so we're very thankful for that. So she'll be off her feet all of this week. We'll take her back to the doctor's end of this week. And if all goes well, hopefully she can be back with us next week. So again, I want to thank you for all of your prayers, because I know it is with God's help and with your prayers that all these things work out. This afternoon, I have a question. My question for you: how many of you at some time in your life have put together or helped put together a jigsaw puzzle? Okay, most of you. Great. Now, think of it. How many of you have you ever taken, say, a 1,000-piece puzzle, opened up the box, poured out all the pieces, and then simply taken the box and thrown away? Anybody done that? No, you wouldn't do that. Could you imagine trying to put 1,000 pieces together, little pieces of various shapes, various colors? You wouldn't have a clue. You'd have no idea what you're doing. Well, this afternoon, in the time that I have remaining, I'd like to look at our lives as a jigsaw puzzle. A puzzle made up of many different pieces. Fortunately, you and I have a box that we can look at daily to put the pieces of our lives together. God's Word, the Bible, is the cover of the box of our life. His Word gives us direction, and it gives us meaning in our daily lives. The circumstances we face, the trials we face, they are the puzzle pieces of our life. And sometimes they are difficult. Sometimes they're confusing. We don't know why we're facing this trial. We don't know why we're going through what we're going through. But we can turn to His Word, and His Word will direct us where these pieces will go in our lives. If we use His Word to guide our decisions, to guide the actions in our lives, then all of the pieces in the end will come together, will fit perfectly, and make a beautiful picture. Unfortunately, if we ignore His Word, or we have His Word and it's just head knowledge and we don't apply it in our lives, we don't use it as a guideline, then we are simply going through life trying to put thousands of pieces together without having any idea of what we're doing. And believe me, it doesn't make a very good picture. Today I'd like to focus in on just three steps of puzzle making. There could be many steps, but I only wanted to focus on three. So the first step in puzzle building is building a solid foundation. I think myself and most people, when you go to build a puzzle, you certainly get all the pieces out, you flatten them out, and you get them all turned up right side up. But after you do that, generally, most people, the first thing they go for is the border pieces, the straight edges. They especially look for the corner pieces that anchor the puzzle together as they form the foundation. And we too need to have a solid foundation in our lives. Please turn to Ephesians 2, chapter 2. We'll read verses 19 and 22. Because in our lives, as we're putting our lives together and as we look at God's Bible, it is absolutely essential that we have a solid foundation, of which Jesus Christ must be the chief cornerstone. In Ephesians 2 and verse 19, Paul writes, he's writing to the Jews and the Gentiles, it says, "Now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God." In verse 20, "Having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone." In verse 21, "In whom the whole building, being fitted together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit." Brethren, what an incredible opportunity that is. What a beautiful picture Paul puts together here. Let's go over verses 21 and 22 one more time. It says, in whom the whole building, or you might say the whole puzzle. Again, I'm not trying to make this, you know, trivialize it, but, you know, just think of it. All these pieces coming together, being fitted together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. Brethren, you and I are puzzle pieces for a much larger puzzle, the spiritual holy temple of God. And you and I are being put together as individuals, piece by piece, for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. And if you and I, if we take the puzzle pieces of our lives today and look at them just as we are today, it may not make that beautiful picture because we still have human nature. We unfortunately make wrong decisions. Simply, we sin, unfortunately. And as Mr. Armstrong used to say, that he finally came to the conclusion that he of himself was no more than a burnt-out piece of no good junk. And brethren, today, that may be the picture that you and I make. But the good news, the awesome potential is that if daily we are overcoming, and if we're using God's Word to put the pieces of our life together, then we will come together, each one of us together, piece by piece, and a beautiful picture, a dwelling place for God's Spirit and the holy temple of God. So the first step in puzzle building is that we must put together, we must build a solid foundation. Secondly, in puzzle building, once we have all the pieces out there, once we have that border together, once we have those corner pieces anchored, we must go through the step of finding a place for each and every piece. And as we do that, as we start putting a puzzle together, we can look at various aspects of the puzzle. And when we look at a puzzle and a piece, we can look at it and we look at it, and we work with it, and we might work with it for 10 or 15 minutes, and we have no idea where that piece fits. And so we have to put it down and come back to it later. And you know what? The same thing happens in life. There are various circumstances. There's things that we face in life, and it's not easy. It's difficult. And we don't know why we're going through it. You know, I can tell you right now, I have no idea why Melody broke her foot. I mean, she wasn't being dangerous. She wasn't doing something that she wasn't. But I know this, it didn't just happen. It wasn't as if God for a minute turned his head, oh, whoops, Melody fell down and broke her foot. I had no idea. No, God allowed it. And in time, it will serve a purpose. It's another piece of puzzle in her life, and it will serve a good purpose. The same thing in Job's life. You know, the things that happened to Job weren't an accident. And the things that happen in our lives are not accidents. They're very intentional. They're all a piece of the puzzle of our life. And sometimes when those pieces come by, we know exactly why they're there. And other times we don't. But we need to keep moving forward. And right now, there are tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people in Louisiana and Mississippi wondering why Hurricane Katrina has simply turned their lives upside down. They don't have answers today. We don't have the answers. We can guess, we can speculate. But you know, with time, as they rebuild and as time goes on, even this episode, as catastrophic and tragic as it is, will serve a purpose in each of their lives. So, in time, even though it's difficult, we can always look back and we can find out why and where each piece of our life goes. Just as when you're putting a puzzle together, over time, that one piece that you had no idea, later it becomes very clear and very obvious where that piece goes. The third step in puzzle building is patience. Any of you who have put together a puzzle know exactly what I'm talking about. If you're putting together a puzzle that's 1,000 pieces, 1,500 pieces, you just don't throw it together overnight. It takes hours and hours of work. And we need the same patience as we put the challenging and the various pieces of our lives together. Now, in puzzle building, especially in the beginning, there are certain parts of the puzzle that get together quickly. It's very obvious. They either have very specific color characteristics that make them stand out. And sometimes in our life, there's certain things in life or various, maybe a trial, and we can get through that trial easily. But when the next trial comes along, it's more difficult. And our lives mimic the same thing, in that sometimes we can overcome things easily, and other things we might struggle with for a lifetime. But we need to remember that we must keep moving ahead, and that we must never, ever give up. In building a puzzle, the progress can be very, very slow. And sometimes you can sit down and be there for an hour and just get a few pieces together. It might be even so slow that you can say, you know what, this puzzle is just too hard. It's too difficult. I quit. But if you're building a puzzle and quit, what do you have? You have an unfinished picture that resembles nothing. And the same thing will happen in our life if we quit. Will be an unfinished picture. If you would please turn to Romans 12, read verses 4 through 12. Excuse me. Romans 12, reading verses 4 through 8. That's the 12th chapter of Romans, verses 4 through 8. In verse 4, Paul writes, "For we have many members in one body," or we might say, "We have many members in one puzzle. But all the members," or we might say, "all the pieces do not have the same function. So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individual members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or in ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. Brethren, God has given each one of us special gifts and special talents. Hopefully you know what they are, because God has given everyone a special talent, a special gift, to be a part of the whole body, to put this whole puzzle, this beautiful picture together. And if for some reason you're one of those people who say, well, no, I just don't have a special talent. If that's where you're at today, then I plead with you that this week in prayer, this month in prayer, that you'd ask God to reveal to you the special gift and talent that He's given to you. Because God needs... We need, as a church, a body, we need everyone. We need everyone's talents working together. You are a specific piece of a beautiful picture. Without you, that picture is incomplete. And any of you who have put together a puzzle and spent hours and hours to, at the end, find that the puzzle that you're putting together is missing just a few pieces, you know how frustrating it is, because the picture isn't quite complete. It's not quite perfect. But brethren, God has a vision of a beautiful, holy temple. You are an important piece in that temple. Let each of us daily be overcoming so that you and I together can be fitting pieces of that temple.